Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Across the region, nighttime has settled in with slightly cooler temperatures. Tel Aviv enjoys a mild evening, while Jerusalem is experiencing a gentle breeze. Haifa remains clear and calm under the night sky. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports that there have been at least 15 ceasefire violations by Hezbollah in the last 4 days, with Israel maintaining silence on the matter. Also, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has revealed he recently underwent treatment for early-stage prostate cancer, according to the Forward. He admitted he kept the diagnosis hidden during the Iran war. Also this hour, Mariv brings tragic news of 11-year-old Nasha Karadi, who was killed by an Iranian missile in Bnei Brak. Separately, I-24 News reports that Netanyahu accuses Hezbollah of attempting to sabotage a historic peace between Israel and Lebanon. And finally, The Times of Israel states that the EU agency has extended its warning on flights to the Middle East, including Israel, through May 1. Reaction has been swift on social media. Jewish Warrior 13, an observer of regional security issues, posted earlier that the IDF has uncovered an Iranian plan involving militias in Iraq, closely monitored by the IDF. Hiba Nasser shared a written statement from the Lebanese ambassador to Washington, thanking President Trump for his commitment. Meanwhile, Al Arabiya Eng quoted former U.S. Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense Mick Mulroy on President Trump's advisory circle. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the ceasefire violations. Ynet highlights that Hezbollah's actions have targeted both Israeli military and civilian areas in the north. Despite these provocations, the Israeli government has not responded publicly. This situation raises concerns about potential escalation in the region. Turning to Netanyahu's health disclosure, The Forward reports that the Prime Minister's announcement comes amidst ongoing tensions with Iran. His admission of hiding the diagnosis during the conflict reflects the pressures leaders face during wartime. This revelation may impact public trust in his leadership. Meanwhile, the loss of young Nasha Karadi has struck a chord nationwide. Mariv details her critical injuries from the missile strike, underscoring the conflict's toll on innocent lives. Her death is a poignant reminder of the human cost of regional tensions. Netanyahu's accusation against Hezbollah comes amid these tensions. I-24 News outlines his claim that Hezbollah seeks to undermine peace efforts with Lebanon. This development threatens the fragile balance in a region yearning for stability. The Times of Israel's report on the EU's flight warning extension adds another layer of complexity. The safety agency's cautious approach reflects ongoing uncertainty, with the extended Iran truce yet to show lasting effects. This affects travel plans for many and underscores the persistent volatility in the airspace. Turning to business and markets. First, CTech reports that Israeli startups are thriving even amid conflict, with last year's 50 most promising startups achieving significant milestones, including funding rounds and successful exits. Separately, Globes reveals that a house in Ramat Gan has sold for Nis 8.4 million, highlighting continued demand in the local real estate market despite broader economic challenges. And finally, Israel Hayom Business notes that oil prices are on the rise again, just 2 days before the ceasefire agreement ends. Market trends show mixed signals, with Asian markets gaining while American futures dip. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Friday. Our next update is at 11 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.